Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
Sister Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and almost birthday week, but it's not necessarily right now. So next week is birthday week. So we're on a open show again. That means that you, the listener, if there are any listeners out there, if you are listening and you say, gee, I have a question that I'd like to ask, and if he could answer to this question, this would be invaluable to me to know on Social Security or on taxes or on investments or on estate planning or on college planning or whatever, any topic of dealing with your personal finances, if it deals with your money, it's a topic that we can address. That is the concept of what a true professional financial advisor should do. They should not sell product. They should not take commissions. They should not be employees or members of brokerage firms, insurance companies, and banks. They should be independent, and they should be credentialed. They should be experienced, and they should be highly educated in the realm of personal finance. And believe it or not, if you checked on all those criteria I just listed off on somebody you call your own personal financial advisor, I bet you they would fail on almost all of those criteria, if not all of them. But most of them, at the very least, it's amazing how many people don't have any credentials in this industry, how many people have never been educated in personal finance or finance at all. And how many people are affiliated with the big brokerage firms or Ameriprise or Edward Jones or LPL or Northwestern Mutual or Mass Mutual. They take commissions, they take referral fees, and they're giving what I would consider to be biased advice. And that's why we do the show, to demonstrate what we believe true professional financial advising is all about. And if you want to call in and ask a question of your own, we're here to answer it, 410-922-6680. And I have Christopher John O'Shea with me tonight. Christopher, how are you tonight?
Doing great, sir. Always a pleasure to be with you, give an opportunity to reach the those listening out there in the Baltimore metro area.
Heck of a storm tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been winding up for a month or so for this thing.
Yeah, you know, you get that heat going for weeks on end and no rain, really, no storm like this. And man, when it comes, it comes. And it was a heck of a lightning show out there and a heck of a rainstorm. I was drenched for about 25 minutes. I had turned my car on high with the air conditioner on to get dried out. Anyway,
yeah,
Chris.
I tell you, you know, for those, relying on rain, they've been crying for it. For those who, you know, don't mind the grass not growing so fast, it hasn't been a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you have to hold on, Chris, because I'm calling in on line one. So
yep.
Andrew in Bowie, how can we help you? Andrew, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Okay, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in a hell of a spot here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first off, just to give you a weather briefing, we're getting rain here in low ceilings. I'm on it right here in Bowie, so it is raining.
Okay.
I'm in a hell of a spot right now. I'll give you the scenario. I lost my job here about 3 weeks ago. So
okay.
I've got the last few paychecks. Item one is I may have to draw out of my IRA. Basically two funds. One's taxable, one the other is non-taxable. And it's based on the circumstance right now that the Maryland Unemployment Office is basically non-existent.
Now, they're going to give you your money, but they're kind of swamped right now. I can agree with that. How old are you, first off, in general? 40, 50, 60?
No, it's a lot more dinero in the account than...
No, I said how old are you?
Oh, I'm going to be 64 next week.
Okay. So do you intend to keep working if you can find another job?
Well, I intend to keep working at least another three or four years. Just depends on what is out here.
Right. Well, you fall in under the coronavirus relief act, and so you can draw out of your pre-tax accounts in some fairly favorable terms, in the sense that you can spread the income out over 3 years and so forth. You can pay the money back if you get a job and you didn't need to use it, you know. In other words, you needed it for a month or two, and then you find another job and you can pay it back. It allows you to pay it back over 3 years, and then you know, and then get your money back if you paid any taxes on it. So I would be focused on the pre-tax money, if that's the question you're asking.
Well, it was about maybe four grand in the piggy.
Okay.
And but that's that. And then I'm trying to also at the same time pay back a pay back IRS for about $4,000.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't worry about them.
I worry.
Well, I understand that, but pay them back at a slow rate. You know, whatever you agreed upon with them. And if you don't have, you also can suspend a payment. I wish Eli was on the line with me, Eli Noffy. There is a suspension of payments for IRS loans right now until what? Do you know, Chris? Is it the end of September or something like that, or the end of August?
I don't know for sure.
You know, if you could look that up for him, and then we could tell him after the next break. But you know, so you can delay those payments for a little while with the IRS, and there's no penalty for that right now. And I would use pre-tax money that you have to help support whatever you need to for the short term. And also keep in mind that there comes a time, if you don't feel you're going to find a job again, you can always go to Social Security and apply for Social Security benefits if you have it. But, you know, I agree with you. The longer you wait, the better off you're going to be. I wish I could give you more to help you there. And I bless you and hope that you find something incredibly successful for another opportunity for you. All right, Andrew?
Well, I agree there. It's just the way things evolved over a very short period of time. I'm not real happy, and that's being nice.
I understand.
Much less with what I'm enduring with Maryland unemployment.
Well, you can talk to these brilliant politicians who decided to lock our economy down because they're going to save every single person. Nobody's ever going to die again. So, you know, and you can thank the politicians for that.
One thing, Andrew, just to tell you, I've talked with several folks who didn't hear anything. They couldn't get through unemployment, Maryland unemployment. They couldn't get in touch with them. It was delayed 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks. In the end, they got a check retroactive. It came. Eventually, they did get into the system. They got connection, and then they got a check.
Andrew, I have to run. I got to go to my first pause for traffic, but we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. We got lines open if you want to call in while we're on this pause, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. This is Drew Tignanelli, Money and Riches and Wealth. I'm here with Chris O'Shea.
Yes, sir.
And we're on an open show tonight. An open show means you, the listener, get to call in and ask a question like Andrew did just a second ago. And that's a tough place. And there's a lot of Americans like Andrew who are struggling right now because being furloughed, laid off, or just totally let go. And, you know, and then they're having a hard time getting in touch with unemployment. And, Chris, that was good news that, you know, he at least knows he will get a retroactive check once he gets the ability to get an application in.
Right, but the extension or the suspension of installment payments that people were on ended on the 15th. So they suspended it basically for the second quarter and a half. Well, they suspended for the 3 or 4 months. It's till July 15th. At that point, they even sent out a reminder, it's time to start paying again.
Yeah. So they're looking to do another stimulus package, and, you know, hopefully that'll go through soon. But you know how politics work. They got to sit around and grandstand for quite a while. And if it gets too serious, they'll finally pass a bill, you know. So hopefully they'll take heed of people like Andrew out there that are in need of this type of support right now.
Sure. Yeah, you certainly do.
So anyway, we're on an open show tonight. Nobody's on the line. So if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, and call in and direct the conversation. It will be most beneficial to you. And that's what this show's all about, to answer your questions and to help you with a question that you say, if you answer this, this would be extremely helpful to me. So, one of the things we've been working with our clients with over the last couple weeks now, Chris, is that they just passed the rule that you can put your required minimum back into your IRA if you took it out earlier this year. So in January or February or early March, you took out your required minimum distribution. And now, all of a sudden, a month or so later, you find out you didn't have to. But it's, they think it's too late now. I've already taken it out. I got to pay taxes on it. Excuse me. I got to pay taxes on it. Well, now they've come out and said, no. I tell you what, we're going to give you until August 31st to put it back in the account. And if you put it back in the account by August 31st, we're not going to pay, you're not going to have to pay taxes on the stock, on the cash. That's an incredible opportunity now. So if you were thinking, let's say you got $20,000 required minimum distribution in February, and now all of a sudden you find out you didn't have to take it, you don't have to pay taxes on it if you don't want to, if you put it back before August 31st. Well, you got two things going there. Number one, you could put it back and just not pay taxes on it. That might be the right decision. Or maybe you're fine with paying taxes on it. You don't mind. Well, if you had other money, why don't you pick it up, put the money back into the IRA, and then turn around and convert it into a Roth. Now, money you had sitting out there paying taxes on in a bank account or a brokerage account is now sitting in a Roth IRA account, earning money tax-free forever for the rest of your life. This is an incredible planning opportunity.
Right. Anytime you can get money into a Roth is a great deal.
Yeah, and they're doing, and they're making it available to you very easily. So anyway, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. I got Mark in Cadenceville calling in to ask a question. Mark, how can I help you? Mark in Cadenceville.
Is Tesla still a buy?
That's a hard question, you know. I mean, they just came out with a blockbuster earnings report this afternoon. And stocks up another 70, 80, 100 points after market right now. So it's hard to say. I mean, you know, the stock's trading for more than, I think, every auto company
combined.
If you took Toyota and GM and Ford and Honda and Volvo and Volkswagen or whatever, and you put them all together and shook them up in a basket and it says, how much does that equal? And Tesla's selling for more. That means that Tesla has to be able to prove that they can earn money more substantially than all those auto companies put together. And, you know, I believe they can. I've told Chris, Chris will attest to this. I'm a firm believer that over 50% of all cars will be electric within 5 years from now. That's a ridiculous concept.
Especially since you said it a year ago, so now it's 4 years.
No, I said by 2025.
Oh, that's true.
And so that's 5 years from now. So anyway, you know, if that's true, you know, Tesla can make a ridiculous amount of money. And they, you know, they do. They also do. I believe Tesla also owns the old Sun City and the solar company. I believe Tesla owns that also. So it's a much bigger company than just automobiles, though automobiles is what's driving it right now. So hard to answer, Mark.
What about the Standard & Poor's? What do you feel how that's going to impact it?
Well, what are you referring to?
You're talking about inclusion in the S&P 500.
Oh, right? Yeah, I saw that because they're now meeting the qualifications for inclusion in the S&P 500. It certainly never hurts a stock to be included, but I wouldn't expect it to be a bonanza to be included in it.
I see. Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, sir. Good question. You know, it's an interesting question he just made. He just stated, you know, so, you know, Tesla's not part of the S&P 500. And then tomorrow the S&P comes out and says, you know, hey, Tesla's now part of our S&P 500 and we're kicking GE out now. Right. That's how the S&P index works.
Right.
That means everybody who owns an index fund of the S&P 500 now has to get rid of GE and bring Tesla into its index portfolio. And it will influence a stock to some degree, but all those companies know how to do it without it moving the needle too much.
Well, yes, you can say, you know, in the short term, you're going to get a blip. What's it going to do over the long term? You know, who needs to hear about Tesla who didn't already know about Tesla?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's an interesting question. Is Tesla overvalued or is it undervalued? Who knows? You ask me 10 years from now. I'll tell you which it was.
Argus has a buy on it. Everyone else has basically a hold. All the various research reports that I'm looking at here. A lot of people are just kind of neutral at this point in time.
So anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680, ask your question. And, you know, there's plenty of topics we can go over. We've got another pause coming up in about 30 seconds. So now would be a great time to call in because all the lines are open, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, direct the conversation tonight, be it estate planning or income taxes. We just had the end of the income tax season this year, kind of a quirky year, but you could be on extension. We've got quite a few returns on extension ourselves up until October 15th. We now have to finish those returns. So if you want to call in and direct the conversation, now's the time to do it because the lines are open, 410-922-6680. But right now, I've got to take my pause at the bottom of the hour for traffic, so take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yep. It's a good song. I got to go. Tom in Ellicott City, how can we help you?
Hello, Drew.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question about Maryland income tax.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been married 30 years, and every year, I work full-time or my wife works full-time. So we get this two-income married couple subtraction of
$1,200.
Right. So now, this year, 2020, we're both retired, collecting, not working anymore, collecting Social Security. And, of course, I got other incomes, such as capital gains and dividends. It's taxable. So it says in the book here, you got to have income. So Social Security count as income?
Not for Maryland because Social Security income is tax-free. But let's say you had $1,000 of interest in a joint checking account or on a joint savings account. You could allocate $500 of that income to her and $500 of that income to yourself. So if you had an IRA and she had an IRA and she withdraws $500 and you withdraw $1,000, that would be her income, that would be your income. So, you know, there are ways that you're going to easily hit that $1,200, but, you know, you got to show that she had income and you had income.
So withdrawal from an IRA. She already did that, actually.
And do you have a pension, and does she have a pension?
I have a pension.
No, your pension counts as your income. Does she have any other, so what I would do is if you already have a pension, I'd have her withdraw some money from her IRA that she has income, and then you would get that $1,200. But it's not worth a lot of money, even if you don't get it. It's worth about $100 in tax savings. So, I wouldn't sweat it if you don't get it, all right? That's my point.
But I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. What you have to do, Tom, is when you enter the things in the program, you have to make sure you title them correctly. This is her income. This is my income. This is joint income. And if you do them correctly, the computer program will do all the rest for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Good question. I'm going to Debbie in Glen Burnie. How can I help you, Debbie?
Hi. Just had a question. I have a 401k. And then I have a separate IRA.
Okay.
And I thought that I heard maybe it's a good time should I transfer that 401k amount over to just the IRA?
Well, it's more complicated than that, Debbie. It's not that easy. Okay.
Oh.
So first off, in what general age range are you? 50, 55, 60, 70?
Mm-hmm. 56, yes.
56. Have you left your company?
Well, I did, yes.
Okay. So you have an old 401k sitting out there, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you working somewhere else now?
I just work as a private contractor for a job once per week.
Okay. So you probably would be wise, but I can't say it 100% because I don't know your full story. But you probably would be wise to roll that old 401k into an IRA. Now, there are lots of reasons you would not do that.
Okay.
What company did you retire from in general? I mean, can you tell me the exact company?
Yes. Volvo.
Volvo. Okay. And who owns Volvo now?
Well, Volvo owns Mack Truck.
Okay. So Mack Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Volvo owns Mack Truck or Mack Truck? Well, Mack Truck was bought out by Volvo. But wasn't there a Chinese company that bought the rest of Volvo after Volvo sold a portion of their business off to Ford?
Wow, I don't know about that.
I could have swore that Volvo was sold off to or was bought by a Chinese auto company. I don't know. Chris, maybe you could throw that. I thought it was Giha Motors that bought Volvo Autos.
Right.
That's
an auto division maybe, and this is truck. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, you're with Volvo. Are you allowed to buy company stock in your 401k plan?
I don't think so.
So you've never seen that in the plan where you can buy company stock. That's one reason why you would not make a rollover to an IRA without professional help. So let's say you work with Northrop Grumman or Lockheed Martin and you have company stock in the plan and it's worth $100,000, but you only paid $30,000 for it. And that's called net unrealized appreciation. Nobody should make a move out of an IRA if they have that. I mean, out of a 401k if they have that without professional assistance. But in your situation, it sounds like you don't have company stock and you're not in a lawsuit right now in any way, shape, or form, are you?
No, thankfully not.
Well, praise the Lord for that then. So, so those are two of the big criteria that you would not want to leave that 401k. And, so you could probably roll over to an IRA. And that way you have a lot more control over your account. When did you leave Volvo? There's one more question I have to ask you.
After 25 years.
But what age were you?
I was 45.
You were 45. What'd you start when you were 15?
No, 21.
So you were 45. So there's one more criteria. If you leave when you're 55 or older, you can take money out of a 401k without penalty. Whereas if you roll over to an IRA when you're 56, let's say, you cannot take it out of an IRA until you're 59 and a half. So if I have somebody in that little four-year window between 55 and 59 and a half, I'm not going to want them to leave that 401k plan. So in your situation, right. So far, everything I've asked, and I don't know everything, but everything I've asked lines up with you can roll over to an IRA. Now, would you ever want to move it to a Roth IRA?
You know what? I realize I failed to tell you this is a Roth.
It's a Roth 401k or it's a Roth IRA that you want to move the money to?
A Roth IRA.
Let's say you have $50,000 in your 401k and you move it to a Roth IRA, you have to pay 50 income taxes on $50,000. If your tax situation lines up that makes it affordable for you to do that, then yeah, that's something you want to consider. But do not make a move to a Roth without a professional tax analysis, knowing exactly what it's going to cost you in income taxes to move out of a 401k and into a Roth IRA, because that's a taxable situation.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I had heard on your program not too long ago that there was some kind of exception going on with the—
There's an exception to the penalty for withdrawing the money.
Oh, that's it.
And that's it. And that's a 10% penalty. But if you move money from a 401k to a Roth, even if you're 45 years of age, there's no penalty, but you have to pay income taxes on it. And that's the problem with moving money out of an IRA or a 401k to a Roth, is the income tax consequences of moving that money.
Right.
And you have to be very careful about that. Yeah. All right?
I thought there was some kind of good deal going on, and I should get in on it before it expires.
There is a tax planning strategy for people who are over 70 years of age that should think about Roth conversions, but that's a different story than what you're talking about. So make sure if you're going to do a Roth conversion, do a tax analysis. All right, good question, Debbie.
Thank you, sir.
We have to take a final pause in a few seconds, so Cheryl is going to have to wait for me. Hopefully she will, because that's a great question she wants to ask about buying a home. But Chris, we have to take a pause. You had anything to add to Debbie there?
Well, I was just going to say Volvo Cars was sold to Ford, but it's majority owned by Geely.
Geely, that's right. I said
it wrong. Geely Holding Company. It's a private Chinese company.
Yeah. See, the old guy still has a memory left in him.
Got it.
Yeah, but I said it wrong. I said a Geely or something, and it's really Geely.
Well, you were close.
Geely. It was close. It started with a G, at least. Anyway, we've got to take a pause with traffic. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take Cheryl's question first. But if you want to get online with her, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Take getaway traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's chopsticks. See? Anyway, we're on open show, 410-922-6680. That first part wasn't chopsticks? No, it sounded like it. Anyway, Cheryl and Glen Burnie, how can I help you?
I was just calling because I was talking to an older lady had pulled me up and told me to listen to your station. And she was telling me about the home buying. If somebody wanted to buy a home, it's cheaper now. Is that true?
Well, you know, there's some truth to it. Okay, so you got two factors going on, one positive, one negative. So let's start with the negative. The negative is that there's a seller market in real estate right now. In other words, if you're buying a house between $100-some thousand and $600,000 or $700,000, they're selling like hotcakes. You can't keep them on the market more than, you know, a week or two. And therefore, you're going to be paying, you're going to be in negotiations with a lot of other people to buy it, and you're going to probably have to pay a reasonable price to get it. But the other side of the coin is that interest rates have never been lower to buy or get a mortgage on a new home ever in the history of the United States as of yesterday, I believe. Right, Chris? Didn't one yesterday the bottom of the mortgage market ever, 2 point?
Sure. The average rate dropped below 3%, so it's right. It's there.
Never hit that. It's never, ever been a mortgage for 30 years in the United States below 3%, and right now they're offering it. So in mortgage is part of the cost of buying a home. So that's the positive side. The negative side is that there's a lot of competition for a certain amount of price houses right now. And so you might pay a lot for a house, but you're going to get it with a mortgage that's relatively cheap. So that answer your question, Cheryl?
Yes, because she was telling me about it, right, because I'm on a fixed income.
Okay.
And I was trying to find out about it because I'm 60 years old and I retired. And she just pulled me up, right, because I'm looking for a home. But do you still have to put something down on a home? Because I was just wondering, because I know the veterans, they always, you know, look out for them, and I understand that. But I was just saying, if you're not
there are a lot of programs for first-time home buyers. So if you're renting, are you renting right now?
Well, I'm just living with somebody right now because of the situation that happened.
Okay,
I'm staying with them. Yeah. I'm trying to.
So if you're a first-time home buyer, the state of Maryland has programs that can help you finance that house without putting any money down. So I would not be discouraged from it. And as long as you have reasonable fixed income, and I would say reasonable would be more than $40,000, then you should be seriously talking to somebody, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but can you say that again? You say they have a program where they can just finance the house?
Yeah, there's programs for first-time home buyers where they'll help you get your down payment and everything. So, you know, you may be able to get into a house without a lot of problem, even if you don't have a down payment. All right?
Okay, then. All right.
Okay. You take care. Good question. We're going to John in Severn. How can I help you, John?
Yes, my question is for RMDs again.
Yeah.
The RMDs have to be returned to the exact same IRA CD?
No. So let me just tell everyone else listening what you just asked me. Required minimum distribution, RMD, and he took money out of an IRA earlier in the year, and he's hearing that he can put it back before August 31st, and he's asking, does he have to put it back in the exact IRA he took it out of? And the answer is no. You can put it back into any retirement account as long as it gets back in there before August 31st.
Okay, because the online bank that I'm dealing with insists that it be put into a different IRA CD, obviously because it's has a lower interest rate.
Yeah, well, that would be logical that they would make a rule like that, but they they do not have to accept it back into the one you took it out of, unfortunately. So we're asking it from a different perspective. You wanted to go back into the one, and you wanted me to say yes so that they would have to let you put it back in there. But unfortunately,
exactly.
I can't say yes to that. The government will allow you to put it into any retirement account that you're eligible to put it back into.
Yeah, I wanted to put it back into the big 2.5% IRA CD.
Yeah.
Where now it's only 1%.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a shame that you took it out of there and now you want to put it back because the law allows you to, and they're saying no. I mean, it's not like it would bankrupt the bank if John put his money back in his IRA, and that's what's so chintzy about some of these financial institutions. You know, John, do you want to put a shout out against that bank just for the fun of it?
Yeah, let's get rid of them.
All right.
Not before I get my money out. Anyway.
Good point, John. All right. Good question.
Thank you very
care.
Much. We enjoy your show anytime you're on.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was a good question, Chris, you know.
It is.
He was talking about an online bank. Think about that. John sounded like he wasn't, you know, like as young as you and me. And he was dealing with a virtual bank. Wasn't that cool?
It is, sure.
Yeah. So let's tell the listeners about what a virtual bank is. So, you know, he's going online. He's not dealing with a brick-and-mortar bank. He's going online and dealing with a bank online. And that's where you're getting that rates, those rates that he's talking about. You know, like I have a savings account with Capital One 360 Performance Savings. I get 1% on my money. You know, people have got hundreds and thousands of dollars sitting in M&T and PNC and BAC and all these stupid bank brick-and-mortar banks and paying them nothing, nothing. And I'm getting 1% and John's getting 2.5 on a CD. But, you know, that's really cool. Let's go to Carolyn and see if we can get her question in before the end of the show. Carolyn, how can we help you?
Well, I thought I heard you say there's no tax on Social Security in the state of Maryland.
Correct. If you get $30,000, you get to take it off your tax return. That's most states do that. Not all, but most.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was an easy one.
Well, there's another one, too. I take my RMD in some part of it by giving it directly to a charity.
Correct. Charities. That's the way you should do it. Go ahead.
But so many people look at me when I say that, you know, as though I was incorrect in saying that.
Carolyn, you're the most brilliant IRA withdrawer of their required minimum distribution or any money. If you're over 70 and a half years of age and you're giving any money to charity and you're not taking it out of your IRA, you're making a major mistake. And if you don't know about this strategy and you supposedly have a financial advisor, they should be fired immediately.
No, I do know about it and I do it. But
that's absolutely great.
The general population of people over 70 and a half.
Do you know how many times
know about it?
Do you know how many times, Carolyn, we talk about qualified charitable distributions and why everybody should do them, and we make an effort at telling each and every one of our clients, do not give money to charity unless you take it out of your IRA. But too many financial advisors don't want to waste the time and the administration to do that. That's a great question, great point, and I'm glad you do it. You look at other people, when they look at you funny, you say, you need a new financial advisor. All right? Take care.
Do you need any kind of proof for the for your tax preparer?
Nope. All you need to do is make sure they know you did it. Okay.
Yes.
Just make sure you know the tax preparer knows you did it. Okay. All right. Good question. We should do a whole show on QCDs one time, Chris, you know?
Sure. Yeah. There's several things that were hit upon tonight. You got people doing Roths. Talking about Roths. You have people doing qualified charitable distributions. A lot of people aware of RMDs and just, you know, the people, that's why they're listening. You know, they're trying to increase their knowledge. It's great stuff.
All right. Well, we're finished for tonight, right, Chris?
We are.
You want us to just ramble on for the rest of the evening? No? Anyway.
Yeah, the music's on.
It's Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better.